What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Buffalo now back over McKay to Smith. Smith inside, floater pass out in front, between the legs, shot by Chase Frazier, scores.
Clip it for Frazier, John, my goodness.
The Buffalo Bandits begin the NLL Finals tonight. 7:30, we will have pregame starting at 7 here on WGR, or if you want to head to the game, check out tickets. Although, secondary market, at least, I've seen they've been a little bit pricey, but nothing crazy. Anyways, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. Sal Capaccio is in. Dave Buchanan joining us now on the Wester Hotline. And third year in a row, Dave, that we're having you on to preview a finals. Gotta love it.
I love this time of year. It's my fifth time getting to cover the NLL Finals with the Buffalo Bandits. And, yeah, can't wait for tonight's game. I was just talking to John Tavares, and he said he wished the game would start right now, and I think that's how everybody's feeling.
So in terms of the season so far, building up to this point, and just kind of the last 3 years, Dave, like maybe the biggest couple of reasons why you think that this team, they've always been one of the better teams in the league, but having more success postseason-wise and into the finals in this three-year stretch?
I think the biggest reason why is because it's been virtually the same cast of characters for these last 3-4 years. I mean, obviously, there's been a few parts and pieces that have come in and out, but the core that has been here since 2019, since they played Calgary in the finals and lost, it has not changed. Matt Vince has been the goaltender. Steve Priolo has been this team captain, along with Nick Weiss and Dane Smith. And the offense has had Josh Byrne and Chris Clucci and Chase Frazier and DeHoke and Nanakoke. And then Kyle Buchanan comes in, and you know, and Steve Dietrich, our general manager, and John Tavares, the head coach, have done a phenomenal job keeping this core group together and adding some pieces too that have helped out. And they just keep bringing these guys back, and these guys are determined to make this three-peat happen.
Tell us a little bit about the opponent and preview the series a little bit for us, the Saskatchewan Rush, what they bring to the table, a team that had a really nice regular season and playoff as well.
Who, by the way, have a buffalo as a logo, and I still don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting to see that across the way and seeing it on their jersey and everything. This is a team that is kind of similar to maybe the Bandits were in 2019. They're coming to the finals after missing the playoffs last year. They've got a great core of both offense and defense. You know, they're led on offense by guys like Zach Manns and Robert Church. And Austin Shanks, who's a phenomenal shooter. You know, on defense, they've got a great defensive unit. Three of their players all finished in the top 15 in loose balls and the top 10 in caused turnovers this year, led by guys like Jake Boudreau, Mike Messenger, Matt Hossick, of course. Matt Hossick, who was just named Defensive Player of the Year, who just so happens to live here in Western New York during when he's not playing. This team is stacked, and they've got a really good goaltender, too, Frank Chiliano, who was just named Goaltender of the Year. So Saskatchewan's kind of been racking up these individual awards here this season for their great play that they've turned this team around from missing the playoffs last year to having the same record as the Bandits, 13-5, and finishing second only because the Bandits beat them in their one head-to-head matchup this year.
So would you consider the Bandits feel like favorites going into this matchup?
Oh, of course. I mean, A, you've got the home field advantage. You've got game one here tonight at KeyBank Center. And yes, tickets are still available, including to fill up this building here at KeyBank Center at Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. So they've got the home field advantage. Their games one and three would be here. And then you've got the experience factor, too. Bandits have been to the finals for the last 5 years. There are some, the Rush players do have some playoff experience under their belt, but it pales in comparison to the Bandits. So they know what it's like to play at this level and go for the championship. So I do think they have the advantage, and I think, they're going to use that to their fullest. And I think it starts tonight by winning game one.
7:30 for game one tonight. Go ahead, Sal.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that home field. This is a best of three, right? So, obviously you don't want to drop one and then go down and go right back there. So how important is really this game one to make sure they get this thing going?
Yeah, and having this opportunity, Sal, has been a goal for them all throughout the season. Last year they went to the finals, went to the playoffs. They had this kind of scramble to make their way in after they stumbled in the middle of the offseason, came in as the fourth seed. And in the finals last year, they started in Albany, so they didn't have that home field advantage. Luckily, it worked out, and they got it done in two games. But now you do kind of have this ability, and that was a stated goal from day one, was not only to make the playoffs, but also get that top seed and maintain that home field advantage. The Bandit players, they love it. You can any of them will just go on and on about how great it is to play here. But on the other hand, it's not that opposing players, I don't think they're maybe scared to play here. It can be overwhelming, especially if you've never experienced it. But a lot of these guys, especially players that are from Ontario, they probably grew up coming to Bandits games. They know what this experience is like. And if they folks from Ontario and Matt Hossick, who lives here in Western New York, they're going to have friends and family in the stands too. Yeah. So, I mean, it is an advantage. Maybe it gets overstated at times, but it is an advantage.
Some of the star players we've already kind of mentioned here, Dave Buchanan with us on the Western Hotline. Bandits tonight, game one, 7:30, pregame at 7 here on WGR. Like, thinking about Dane Smith for this a little bit, who's obviously already built up such a career resume, and Josh Byrne, I feel like, has become a much bigger star in Buffalo, a little bit more of a well-known name in the city in the last couple of years. Like, thinking about their legacies, maybe this doesn't even matter if they win this series, but you know what I mean? Like, stardom in Buffalo and names even in the rafters, like, kind of with those two, and if you think anyone else that's deserving of mention here has kind of built for themselves the last few seasons.
Dane and Josh, what they've done, built, it is a legacy, and it not only on the floor but off the floor. These guys live here in Buffalo now. They're married to women from Western New York. They're building their Beast youth lacrosse program here in Western New York. They're bought in. There's a reason why you go up and down the 190 and see them three times on billboards. You turn on the TV and see them in ads. They've bought in. They're all in about the city, and that's what one of the things I love about those guys so much. But you talk about other guys that have built a legacy. Matt Vince was already a Hall of Fame goaltender before he came to Buffalo, but he's now on the brink of maybe winning his second three-peat of his career. He's won two championships here just in Buffalo on top of the ones he won in Rochester. So, I mean, just on his few years here in Buffalo, you could put his number in the rafters. And then, of course, you got to look at the captain, Steve Priolo, who's outside of Dane Smith, the only guy that's been here longer in terms of playing career. Steve is the guts of this franchise. He is the captain for a reason. He's a great leader. He's so smart. Listen to his podcast. Just listen to him break down the game. It's phenomenal. 23 will be in the rafters someday. I could probably list a few guys more, but definitely Vino and Steve Priolo would be right up there with 22 and 92.
And Matt Vince, by the way, Joe, he's going to be 43 years old in a few weeks. It's unbelievable what he's doing.
He's the last Bandit. I make this joke all the time, but he's the last Bandit older than me by about 3 months.
how unique, like, we would have comparisons for obviously other sports. How unique is that, him playing at this level at that age in lacrosse?
I mean, John Tavares did it till I think he was, 45 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's not, it's nothing different, I think. And I've heard this before. I think I heard this from Steve Criollo, actually. The as terrible as the pandemic was, it may be the reason why Matt Vince is still playing right now. Getting that year and a half off, A, to let his body rejuvenate, and B, his kids get a little bit older, and getting to spend that time with his kids, but now also wanting to play in front of his kids, I think that's a big reason why he's still here. Had we not had that interruption, he might not be in the league right now. He might have hung it up by it. So, I think he could, you ask John Tavares, he could play till his jersey number 48, and I wouldn't be surprised, but that's up to Matt. I know he's a very devoted family man, and he's got his teaching job in St. Catharines, so we'll see what it does. But for now, he's locked in to, get his second three-peat.
Game one tonight, and then game two will be Sunday in Saskatoon, which is like what? What kind of trip is Saskatoon? Does it feel like it's in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it kind of is. Everybody's flying out of Toronto, and then it's about a little more than a three-hour plane ride from Toronto to Saskatoon. I did learn something interesting, that Saskatchewan is in the central time zone, but they do not recognize daylight savings time, so it is a two-hour difference between Buffalo and Saskatoon. I just learned that yesterday.
That's not totally Arizona, I think, is that the same way. When my mom lived there, it's not... They just don't operate on it. So it's tougher to figure out sometimes of the year, like how many hours back it is. That's a big arena too, isn't it? I remember a story like 5 to 10 years ago that they had built that arena hoping to get an NHL team, assuming they would never get one, but.
Yeah, I haven't been there, but when they were having their dynasty run about 10 years ago, they were packing that place with over 10,000, 12,000 people.
Yeah.
The attendance hasn't been there as of late, but I'm looking forward to making my first visit to Saskatoon this weekend after we get game one in the books.
All right. Well, let's hope Bandits going for the three-peat, cool. Third straight championship with the series win over Saskatchewan. Game one is tonight, as Dave mentioned. Tickets are still available, so filling up the building, and I'm sure it'll be a packed house, crazy atmosphere as always. And if you can't make it to the game or you're late to it, whatever, you want to listen on the station, 7:30 for the start of the game, 7 o'clock for pregame. All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the time, and go Bandits.
Yeah, don't forget Tom Borelli Award winner John Gertler on the call tonight, along with Steve Bermel and myself. Yes, so just want to shout out my buddy John. But thanks for the time, guys.
Definitely. Thanks, Dave.
See ya.
Tune in tonight for play-by-play. John will have it. Dave on the call as well. So, all right. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, big game there. And, Joe, you know what else starts tonight, right?
Tonight is the start of... Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come on.
May 16th. What's the start?
It doesn't regularly necessarily occur every year on this date, but tonight is the start of the Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right. Both teams are good?
Both teams are good. The Mets are better. The Mets are having an amazing season right now. The Yankees have, I think, the second best record tied for in the American League, and yet they're still not, at the Mets right now. The Mets are having an amazing season, especially pitching wise. But yeah, it's at New York. It's at Yankee Stadium tonight, and of course, a lot of it will be what's the reception for Juan Soto.
Okay, right.
And my guess is he's going to get booed tremendously, and you could disagree with that, doing that because of what he did for the Yankees, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But because the circumstances of how he left and where he went to, I'm going to guess Yankee fans are going to boo him a lot.
I think it takes a lot for... Is this right? If you are a star player that leaves your team while you are still in your 20s, you are getting booed when you come back. Right? There hasn't been enough time for you to build up enough level legacy to come back for like any sort of ovation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Does that feel right? Like, you got the only guys that come back to, like, positive receptions are guys that were on that team for, like, 10 years, maybe?
That's a good point. Or right, if you leave, if you get traded, it's different, right? I mean, like,
no, yeah, I was
at the Ottawa game when Dylan Cousins comes back. He gets a nice ovation when they show him, right? Okay, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Jack, he did get traded, but that was, he forced his way out, and we all knew that that was ending badly. So, obviously, he got this, you know, oh my God, booing reception. But you're right. It's a good point. If you force your way out or leave and choose to leave in your prime at a young age, you're not going to be, the reception isn't going to be very good when you come back.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, so Subway Series tonight. The only thing baseball-wise I have been paying attention to is my Rockies bet, which could not be going better. Ooh. It's the bet of the century.
They're terrible. Yes.
Under 58.5 games. They're not going to get to 30. 7-36. They really are. I mean, SportsCenter has had a segment like in the last month called "Did the Rockies Win Last Night?" And then they show like 8 seconds of highlights. Like, no, they didn't. So it's not, you know, it's beyond the bet now. Now it's like, this is maybe going to be the worst baseball team we've ever seen. So their run, I got to find it. Their run differential on the season, they've already lost by like 200 runs in 40 something games. They're losing 21-0. Man, it's, yeah, here we go. They are minus 137 on the season. Which is unbelievable.
Can I give you something else to start paying attention to in baseball? And
yeah.
I'm sure you know about this, but I think I want to get Joe, Sneaky Joe here, dialed in a little bit of this on this.
On what? What do we got?
A little bit on this. The historic season Aaron Judge is having, Joe. It is unbelievable what he's doing.
Right. You're trying to get me into a Yankee storyline?
Yes.
Come on.
You don't have to love the Yankees, but I think you should be paying attention to what Aaron Judge is doing.
What is he doing?
Go to Aaron Judge's reference page right now. You can do this while we're talking and
okay.
On the air, okay? The bold categories, it looks like a Wayne Gretzky page right now.
Yep.
Okay? He is leading the league in WAR, wins above replacement, runs, hits, home runs, RBIs, batting average, on base, slugging, OPS, OPS plus, ROBA, whatever that is, RABT
like all the,
plus.
So like all the
everything.
All the advanced bases. Metrics, too. He's
intentional,
number one.
And he's even getting intentionally walked more than anybody. Mm. It's, yes, I know I'm a Yankee fan. I appreciate greatness, okay? If it was another player, Ohtani is amazing. I appreciate how great Ohtani is, and I don't like the Dodgers. I'm just telling you, like, I think sports fans should start paying attention to how great of a season this man is having.
Well, I'm glad you brought my attention to it because I did not realize he was having this dominant of a year. The only thing I think that could get me into, like, a, like, I can't wait for, you know, this as baseball's unfolding is a home run chase. And he leads the league right now with 15. I don't know that we'll ever see.
What about a triple crown chase? Triple crown chase.
Triple crown could get me into it. That's right. And
that's a rarity.
Yeah. And how close is he to that? I mean, he's leading in batting average too. Yeah. Okay.
Joe, I'm gonna give you perspective 41. Here. Okay. The next closest batting average leader, I believe, when I checked the other day, was Freddie Freeman, 50 points below Aaron Judge.
Wow.
50.
Pretty wild. But he's a Yankee.
It's unbelievable.
But he's a Yankee.
I know.
It's gonna ruin it for me. I can get over it a little bit. I can respect it.
You gotta have guys in sports that you hated that team, but you like the guy, right? I mean, that's Big Poppy for me with the Red Sox, and that's Dustin Pedroia for me with the Red Sox.
Okay.
Right?
On another team, I hate the team, but I like the
Red
guy.
Sox fans tell me all the time, okay, yeah, I hated him, but I loved him, Derek Jeter, right? I mean, baseball is good for this. but what about other teams, right? There's got to be.
This is a really good question.
I have to be honest. Like, I do not, I despise the Bruins. I don't despise Pasternak.
Okay.
I love his game.
See, when I think of the Bruins, though, and like my pure hatred for them, it's more early 2010s when the Sabres were still pretty good and the Bruins were dominant. So that's Chara and Lucic and Marchand. Obviously, I hate all those guys. Man, there's got to be a name, though. I did like, okay, if it's the Bruins, I liked Tuukka Rask. Oh, I liked Tuukka Rask. I mean, he was fiery and he would get mad and he was great. I wouldn't say I loved Tuukka Rask, though. Although you're not really saying, are you saying you loved David Ortiz? You just liked David Ortiz? Loved him?
No, Big Papi was just fun. He was fun to watch, right? No, I didn't love him. He wasn't like one of my favorite players, I would say, but I did not have this hatred for him like I had.
Okay.
And I actually had a respect for him. Dustin Pedroia, I loved his game, just the way he played, right? The guy just went out and balled and did what he had to do. That kind of thing. I'll ask you, how about Ottawa? Did Ottawa have any of these guys for you? This is the your most hated team when you're in that time period for you.
Yep. No, I hated Spezza. I hated Alfredson. I hated Heatley. Hated Neal. Chara for
Nobody,
the year
huh?
he was there. Who? Yeah. Who?
Oh,
was...
Chara was. You know, Bulldog and I have had.
Chara's
Bulldog
the worst.
And I have sparred about this. Like, I have told Bulldog how much I've hated. I hate Chara. Like, he's one of my most hated Buffalo villains. You know, Bulldog. Like, he can't believe that. He's like, what? Like, this guy was unbelievable. Like, he kind of liked him. I don't want to speak for him, but I think we've had this discussion about he couldn't believe how much I hated this guy an athlete.
I mean, for me, he's an ogre, but he was this giant bully. He was the big kid on the playground that had to pick on all the little kids. That was his whole career. He was also great. I recognize he was unbelievable, but that's what he was. He was the big kid at recess that was picking on the little kids. And who likes that guy? That guy's the worst. Chara.
Did you hate Lucic?
Hated Lucic. I don't know that I have a good name for this. Is there a Patriot? Maybe. I could say I was...
It has to be a short-lived Patriot. I bet you if there's a guy there long-term, like, I bet you could get to liking Edelman, but the fact that he played for the Patriots for so long, you wouldn't do that.
No.
But if he had stayed with the Dolphins, it'd be a totally different story, right?
Maybe. I don't like Edelman.
Gronk?
I do. I like listening to Edelman. Okay, Gronk, I don't know if I would have said I liked Gronk. I didn't hate Gronk, and I thought he was funny. I loved watching him play. I guess the style he was, but then he hit Tre'Davious White from behind in the back of the head. So that kind of ruined it for me.
He was only there for a cup of coffee, so, you know.
Yeah, no.
Years.
You're getting closer.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a good Patriot for this. Really good question, though. Even if I don't have I'll say this. It's not perfect, though, because I my hate for them isn't the same as the teams we just mentioned. But I grew up a big Denver Nuggets fan. I loved Melo. So I stuck with the Nuggets instead of going to Melo with the Knicks. Who was in the Nuggets' way in Melo's prime? It was the Lakers. So I would say I did not like the Lakers growing up, but I loved Kobe. Loved Kobe. So that's closer, but even that I don't think that's perfect because I didn't I didn't loathe the Lakers like I would the Senators or the Patriots or the Chiefs. Is there a likable Chief? No.
I don't know.
Who's the most likable Chief?
The most likable Chief.
What are we doing? Never mind. This is a terrible Friday question. People are probably tuning in like, all right, let me get ready for my weekend. I'm excited. The bill schedule's out. Turns into WGR. Who's the most likable Chief? Off button.
I mean, so you grow up and you have these, your formative years, you hate these teams, right? Sports-wise, you hate these teams. And like for me, the Dolphins were certainly that team. But because I was a wide receiver growing up and he had a super cool name and he was great, I'm going to say Mark Super Duper, right? Mark Duper.
Mark Duper.
Clayton and Mark Duper, the two guys that Marino threw to. Like, I didn't hate them, but they were Marino's receivers, right?
Yeah. Okay, I've got my answer. The chat is screaming this answer. It's not a player, though. It's not a player.
Andy Reid
is my answer.
I figured.
He's the Chiefs coach, but I love Andy Reid. How do you not like Andy Reid? I guess you could, because he's literally a huge reason why the Bills haven't been to a Super Bowl, or he's a reason. You love Andy Reid. The chat's also answering Chris Jones. Chris Jones has weirdly been nice to Buffalo.
When he tripped Josh Allen that one time, and the Bills didn't get the call.
Except
right?
for that. But
you're right about that. No, and he's very complimentary of the Bills, too.
He's always complimentary of the Bills. He's always talking about how good the wings are. I really don't want him to do that, though.
I know he's not a current chief, but what about Mitch Morse?
Yeah, but that's different because he came here.
He played here, though.
He played here. And he's a center. What would an offensive lineman have to do for me to like truly hate that dude? I guess they could do something dirty. But this is a good question.
I mean, that's like...
It's a really good question.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, like, my favorite all-time baseball player growing up was not a Yankee. It was Ken Griffey Jr. I mean, but, you know, it was a team, but I didn't hate the Mariners. Like, so it was totally cool. Like, I love Griffey. The Yankees, my guys were Dave Winfield, Ricky Henderson, Don Mattingly.
Yeah.
But here's Griffey, my gosh, like, unbelievable left-handed center fielder. Love this guy. But I didn't have any reason to hate the Mariners, you know?
Yeah. AC Man in our YouTube chat. Joe's favorite chief has to be Kelsey. I'm not a Kelsey guy. He's too much of trying to be a pro wrestler for me.
I think he's too saying much that because you like Taylor Swift.
Oh, that makes sense. I do like Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. That does not bleed over to Travis Kelsey, though. Not for me.
Okay.
Time out here. Good question. If you want to answer Twitter or you want to give us a call, we can try to squeak in because it's a good... I'm not sure everybody would have one, but... Mine might be Andy Reid. When we come back, Nick the Railbird, the Preakness this week, and we're not going to have a Triple Crown winner this week, but we've got a show coming up at Batavia Downs where Brian Kozio will be down there, so promote that. So stay tuned. Coming back here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.